much. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, we started. Start to a 70s movie, and it's set in the ghetto. The main character is a student. He gets really good grades, but he's also gang banging on the side.
All right.
So the movie starts. We're on a corner.
Just
we see two niggas dealing crack.
Compton.
Yeah. We're zooming. We're above the street. You know that old school 90s shot where we're above the street, and then we zoom in on two characters on the corner dealing. Right. And then we pan to the right. Characters walking up the road. Looks at the dealers. Says peace. They're cool with him. He said, "What's up?" And he's walking down the street, and the music went. Oh, bum, bum. He has a backpack on.
When the shit goes down, you better be ready.
Yeah, see, bro. When movie starts. Begin.
That was pretty solid. That was a good fucking.
And no one's gonna hear it.
No, yeah, I'm gonna put all that over the music in the intro.
Oh, okay.
Why not? Right? Because that's fire.
Yeah. that's movie intro right there.
Fit actually. Really perfectly. Bravo.
What's the name of that movie?
Bravo. Oh, good call.
We're going to name it.
I mean, when the song's name is When the Shit Goes Down, that's a pretty good name.
Yeah.
I don't know.
When it goes down.
When it goes down.
There you go.
Maybe. Yeah.
Yeah.
When the ship goes down.
And I want it to be a really good movie, but at the end, it's a tragedy strike. She dies. Main character is dead.
Yeah. Main character dies, doesn't come back.
And then it pans to his little brother who's going to follow in his footsteps and achieve what he never could.
Yeah. Nice.
There you go.
I like it.
Yeah.
So I have a. Welcome back to the Brutal View. Yeah. Sorry.
You got to do the intro. Welcome back. This is episode 80?
Yeah. 81.
81.
81.
Welcome back to the Brutal View.
I'm Brute.
What am I again?
Splitch.
I'm black. I'm Splitch. Welcome. Thanks for tuning in.
I'm black and he's white.
Mm-hmm.
Do you notice in the intros that it always says Brute on your side and Splitch on my side?
No.
It always does.
Does it really?
Yep.
Okay, that's fine.
I feel like it's if people actually like watch us, they'll know the difference, but I think it's kind of funny to do it that way.
Well, the ones that I have paid attention to, I always thought they were on the right side. Maybe that's a new thing.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Yeah, welcome back to 81. We're here. Mm-hmm. We're live.
You're live.
I have a story.
Okay, cool. Is it the gas station guy again? Because
no.
Okay, thank God. Thank God. I don't have so much.
Yeah, this is a different one, and I don't know if you're going to anticipate the ending of it, but
shoot.
So I talked about a couple weeks ago. I saw saw someone that basically
there's a continuation to this
shook story? My feelings,
yeah.
Kind of.
Oh, geez.
It's not involving her,
okay,
but
all right.
It's involving my porn recently.
Oh, porno!
So this is where we're going, right?
Oh, you found her on a porn site?
No. That would
be crazy.
That'd actually be pretty nuts. I couldn't help it, but I probably would have to show a few people if I found
it. I'd have to get off to it.
Yeah.
I'd have to. That's like a memory, like a throwback.
What if you saw an ex with like an HD movie porn? Like Brazzers porn. Not
First off, I finished to it. Second off, probably nothing.
Yeah,
probably
right.
Tell my boys and that's it.
Tell
really.
A few people. I feel like that's what you can
do. My brother, probably.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's hilarious. But long story short, I got a fleshlight.
Okay. That's the short of the story?
Yeah, that's the short of the story.
That's where it ends?
The porn was getting it's ramping up really aggressively.
Again. Okay, yeah. So that's I feel that, been there, done that.
Yeah, really aggressively.
Sure.
And then I ended up one night when I probably, God, I spent like 2 hours jerking off.
Just going at it. Yeah, I've been there, done that.
And bought a fleshlight in it.
Okay.
Nutted. Immediately regretted buying the fleshlight after.
That's always how you buy the the fleshlight, then you nut, then you go, ah, that's so stupid.
Purchase. Yes.
But I've literally done that exact thing.
Yeah. Times, yeah. No, it was a little rough.
Yeah. Did it come yet?
No. It did come.
And you came.
And I came.
It's great. I've had fleshlights.
Hated it.
Yeah, it's
it
not.
It was the worst experience I've had orgasm wise.
All right. Well, all right. Hold on. We're gonna do a deep dive.
Let me say.
All right.
Right.
Go.
It's not the fleshlight.
Okay. You got
and
a cheap
I
fuck.
Kind of want to show it on camera. Is that weird?
Yeah.
It is, right? I was thinking about
especially
that.
Especially since you've for sure.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
if it's a fresh fleshlight, that's different.
Well, there's no like.
You cleaned it out.
That, and there's no, I can't explain it without showing you it. There's no end to it. It's like this. And it jerks you off.
How much did you pay for it?
Probably like $40 or something.
All right, hold on. Let's do a deep dive.
Yeah, so this is.
So what kind of, do you just get like a normal, just like a sleeve?
I thought I did. I went to the website, right?
Yeah.
And I wanted to get the cheapest one. And it was the Fleshlight website. Sure, yeah, so I didn't want to spend fucking money on it. So I bought, I feel like I want to, it's called like an Air Pro or something, or Veritone or something. Sure, sure. Some weird name, but. Yeah. I guess because I read into it after I bought it, because I was like, this is not what I bought, but I guess it was. But yeah. It's for if like a girl's blowing you, and then she can put that on you while she's blowing you.
Oh, so it's like a donut.
Yeah, but it's fucking, dude, my dick barely fit in it. It's fucking small.
All right, dude, relax.
I really want to show you it because of how small it
this
is.
This fucking guy, am I right?
Bro, dude, when you look at how small.
That fucking guy, dude.
If you look at how small the hole is, you're going to be like, there's no way this is real.
All right, since it's a donut, yeah, I want to see.
Okay, you want to see?
Yeah, I definitely want to see. I don't know if you should show it on cam. Will we get in trouble for it?
I don't know. I mean, it's clear. You can see.
All right, I definitely don't want to touch it.
Yeah, no, you don't have to touch it.
I definitely don't want to touch it. This fucking guy. Brought me to his apartment so I could look at his Fleshlight.
Look at this.
Oh. Oh.
Tell me.
That is that this, in a case?
Yeah, this is in the case.
Oh.
Tell me this doesn't look like you're not supposed
that
to fuck this.
That looks awful, dude.
Right.
Why'd you get that?
I didn't mean to. So I got it.
Oh.
And.
I hate it.
Yeah. Worst thing. You think I should put that on?
I mean, it's tough to see. It's really.
It's clear, too, but yeah. It's like. I want to describe it.
So what he brought was like a can of soda. It looked like it was like the size of a it's like the size of a can of soda. And inside of the container is like a silicone. Is it silicone?
Yeah, I guess it's silicone.
And it's like three donuts back to back to back.
Yeah.
And it has ridges. But yeah, that looks awful, dude.
Yes.
Did you use lubrication?
Yeah, I guess you have to.
You bought official lube?
I have lube, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I bought lube for a Tinder thing like last year.
Yeah. I have lube too. Everyone has.
Yeah. Okay. Do you use lube to regularly masturbate?
No.
Okay.
It's too messy.
Yeah. No.
It feels like it adds a little bit, but it's way too messy. Like the cleanup is just way too much.
Yeah.
Maybe if I'm gonna shower right after, but like I haven't done it in months.
Yeah. Okay. You know? Yeah. I think I'm there with you. I don't even know if it really adds much for me, but
like. It does something at the end of it. You know what I mean? It does something to kind of get you there. But
yeah, right. But yeah, so I want to describe that thing a little bit. So
okay.
When I first opened it,
sure.
I thought it was the wrong thing, obviously. Sure, so I looked at it, I was all confused. And then I looked at it. I mean, I was jerking off and I was just like, all right, so just put it on.
Yeah.
It didn't fucking, again, my dick stopped. Like it went up and then just stopped because it couldn't go through. The hole is too fucking small.
Sure.
When you put fucking lube in that thing,
it's
like it. When I fucked it, it felt like someone was squeezing my dick as hard as they could.
Yeah,
it was uncomfortable.
Yeah.
And it made me not want to even try any like Fleshlight or anything else now. But that's what I ended up fucking buying. So. Yeah, really weird. I had a really weird experience. I thought it was going to be totally different.
Well, you also bought like a fucked up thing. The fact that it doesn't have the end cap on it is pretty huge because that's what kind of gets you there.
Okay.
Because let's be real, it's for me at least, it's about the sensation on the head.
Yeah, you know I mean? Yeah, so, that's probably why.
Like I've had Fleshlights. I actually recently threw them away when I moved to my new apartment because it kind of ripped at the end of it.
Okay.
Because you kind of like reach the end of the Fleshlight. And after using it a couple of times, it just breaks.
Yeah.
But
yeah, that's actually a good question too. Not to interrupt.
Yeah. Get along.
Unless
one.
That's a brag for you.
It is a brag.
Okay.
Because I got like a cheap one.
Well, so I was going to ask how big they are. I don't know what Fleshlights look like.
I got like a. I'm going to be like, yeah, 10 inches long. I got a pin in the back of it.
So like, do they come as like you can get like a foot one, or you can get like there's like just variations? I imagine.
I'm sure there are brands that you can get that are longer, but usually they're like eight to 10 inches long.
Okay. All right. On average. That makes sense.
Just normal. And they look like a hydro flask. They look like a cup, right? And they come in a sleeve and you take them out, but literally you just use them, lotion, and then you wash them and then you're done.
Yeah.
Honestly, I've also warmed mine up before using it a couple times. Like throw it in hot water, let it run there. That way when I'm using it, it's not cold silicone, which is awful.
That was another thing that freaked me the fuck out when I first stuck my dick in it. It kind of like – I almost like started going soft. I was like, ugh, this is weird.
They also make shower flashlights, which I've never tried, but my friend Nick that was on the pod a couple months ago, is an advocate of. Shower flashlights are apparently the way to go.
What is – different than a regular
well, you're in hot water first of all, so you don't have to worry about the mess when you're doing and when you clean up, and according to him it's like a self lubricating thing, you don't need
lubricant. Oh, okay. That makes sense,
but I don't know the logistics of it.
Yeah.
That being said, I would only dabble with my flashlight like once every couple weeks. Like, yeah, it wasn't something to do every day.
Yeah,
it kind of like took it out of you afterward. It like
yeah.
I'd say give it another shot. Get a real one.
Yeah, That'd be my advice. I don't know. I mean, even like...
It's worth the money, the novelty of it at least.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I guess like if I were to try it one single time, I'd probably get one. But even then, like that thing I'm never going to use again.
Well, you don't know that, dude. Get a kinky grill and maybe she's like, hey, I'll use it on you. Like, all right.
It was just too tight. I got to find a different brand, if anything, you know? Like that one specifically just... I had such a bad experience with it. Mm-hmm. I was like, damn, I might even want to talk about this. And here I am. Mm-hmm, so, had a shitty masturbation session.
Which is people love hearing about that.
Yeah, right?
People love hearing about that.
I know. All the so guys that listen to this.
That's our fleshlight talk. I think it's worth the money. Go for it. Buy a cheap one. You don't need to buy a fleshlight brand. Just buy a cheap one.
Yeah.
They also make the automatic ones, like the robotic ones.
What?
Dude, literally. So it's like the size of a helmet. It's massive, bro. And it's like... plastic sleeve and it has a silicone inside, but you don't really see it. And then you hold it over your dick and it does it automatically. It just jerks you off, bro.
It's like a machine.
And it's like a machine.
You're fucking a machine.
Well, you're not even moving. It just like it's doing the whole movement for you and like simulates a vagina. It's crazy, dude.
By a machine.
It costs like $300.
I'd imagine.
I've looked at it.
So what? It's like a giant container.
It's like a helmet. It's a fucking helmet. Yeah, you put your dick in a hole and you turn it and you put a setting and boop, 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 boop. And bro,
I wonder how that would be. That probably doesn't.
That sounds like a lot more fun. $300 later, though, I don't know how long it would last.
Yeah.
No.
How tall do you think President Putin is? If you had to guess.
He seems like he'd be a taller man, but he definitely has an inferiority complex. So,
yeah.
You know, he was KGB. That motherfucker is serious.
Oh, yeah. He's an actual psychopath.
He's an actual killer psychopath.
Yeah. He's like a legitimate, real, like, murderer. Like, he's a sick fuck. He's 5'5".
Oh, he's shorter than me.
President Putin is 5'5". He's a short,
little shrimp, little fuck.
You know how tall Kevin Hart is? 5'4".
Yeah, Kevin Hart's shorter. I know.
But that's insane that if you see Kevin Hart next to The Rock in a movie, you're like, that's hilarious.
Yeah.
That would look the exact same if President Putin... and The Rock were in a movie. Like I just in my head, like you just picture like the way he talks is the stature of someone who's like 5'10 or taller. You know, it's short man complex, man. That's I think that kind of makes a lot of sense. When I heard that, I was like, wow,
yeah,
he really is a short man complex. That's all it is. Mm-hmm. He's a bitter
short shrimp dick.
Yeah, tiny little. Dick.
Wiener.
Yep.
Yeah, this it's kind of crazy. We're living in the midst of an ongoing war.
Yeah,
developed
this legitimate war
during our lives.
Yeah, a full on invasion of Ukraine from President Putin.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's take some funny.
That's like picking on the small kid at recess,
right?
You know what I mean?
Right.
That's like the short kid picking on the fucking, you know, the disabled kid at recess.
Yeah, exactly. If there was a short kid that people didn't like,
but he always wants to start a fight, so no one wants to start a fight.
Yeah, so he goes up to the little,
like there's a kid, like he's overly white, so he can't sit in the sun too long, and he's just like sits on the bench at lunch and he just sits like this,
little pudgy fucking,
he just looks at the other kids.
Yeah,
Poon goes up to him and goes, hey, what does he say? I don't know.
I can't really.
I'm just informed enough to be dangerous, not informed enough to make an actual argument about these things, right? So he goes, hey, you know, give me your lunch.
Give me your lunch.
And the kid's
to the rotundum?
The kid's like, I brought soup and I already ate it. He's like, then give it to me. He's like,
no, you got to do it in the tun-tun voice.
In the tun-tun?
I'm not stupid.
Oh, no, no, no. That's where we're done. Okay. The Bird View supports the people of Ukraine. Right?
Yeah.
No, make him turn my neck.
Yeah. All right. I get wanting to, like, overthrow a country, right?
You're
like,
you get that.
I want, yeah.
You get that.
I do, yeah.
You get it?
Yeah.
Do you?
Like, you know,
it's just deep rooted. It's just in your blood, huh?
I was gonna say us whites, man. That's kind of where we came from.
Colonists,
colonizers. You know, colonizers, we fucking, you know, that's our mantra.
yeah, it's right.
Colonizing. So
right.
So yeah,
sure.
I get the taking over the country part.
Did you look Russian? You know that?
Yeah, people tell me that.
You look Bakas.
Yeah,
Scythe.
You know, I got called a Nazi when my head was shaved.
I believe you.
Yeah, at the fairways, an old white lady called me a Nazi.
Old skinhead, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, it was mad funny, but...
If you went to prison, you'd go bald and you'd join the skinheads.
I mean...
Probably.
I would kill everyone in prison.
How many nights until you let a guy fuck you in the ass? And how black is he?
Zero. I wouldn't even wait till night. You'd
immediately go in
when
there.
When I go in there, I'd be like, who wants to fuck?
Welcome to prison. We're not doing introductions. Go figure it out. And they kick you in the cell. And you see a dude, and he's black.
Yeah. Can I choose who fucks me in the ass?
No.
Because I really wouldn't want the black guy to, but if that's what it comes down to, then yeah. No,
that's what it comes down to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I'd definitely fuck and get fucked within the first hour, I'd say.
For sure.
But I would kill everyone in prison. I would be the...
You'd be a psychopath?
I'd be the person that people were like, don't go near that guy, he eats people. Like, that's what I would... Because if you build that reputation, no one fucks with you, you could just live the rest of your life there.
I gotta be honest, I'm not sure how well my personality type would do in prison.
Yeah.
Because I'm strong, but I'm also kind of a weenie. I don't want to fight.
Well,
if I don't have to, I will. But I definitely don't want to fight anybody in prison.
How long do you think until you'd fuck someone or get fucked?
Would
you like push it off?
Like
or?
5 minutes longer than you, maybe.
Okay,
like maybe, dude.
Yeah,
you know.
But out of like lust or?
Yeah.
yeah. Sure.
Sure.
Yeah. Whatever
exactly.
You say.
Exactly. Pretty nice. Much. You know what I mean?
I bet Putin got raped.
It's not rape if it's consensual.
I bet he unconsensually was violated. All right, so I watched a lot of good shit recently.
Sure,
a lot of bingeables, you know.
All right, what do you got?
I got a hot take.
Ooh.
The movie, this new movie came out on HBO Max. It's called Nobody.
Okay, all right.
Better than all three John Wicks.
No.
By far.
No.
I'm not going to say by far.
Possible,
it's definitely not by far.
It's not possible.
I can't even confidently say that, but I've watched that movie twice already, and it came out on HBO Max like a week ago. And yeah, dude, it's one of those movies, right? Where you're kind of like, I didn't know it was an action movie. So when I watched it for the first 20 minutes, I was like, this is a really slow, dumb movie. Like, it was funny. It had comedy pockets in it. So I was like, okay, I'll keep watching this. And then the second that you start figuring out who this guy is, you're like, oh my God, this is an amazing movie. And, yeah, it's an hour and a half of John Wick ramped up.
Really?
Yes. Yeah.
That says a lot, dude, because John Wick is one of those – it's a classic, dude.
Yeah.
It's one of the only movies that come out recently that is a classic.
Right. I agree. And I think action scenes-wise, John Wick is just like really well done. It's not just like chaos all the time and
exactly.
Just dumb shit.
It's
like
very well choreographed.
This movie, it's better choreography by a long shot,
okay.
To be honest. Right. It's very, very realistic, the whole movie.
When
does
the dog die? Is that at the beginning or at the end?
It's not a dog, and it's not really an animal, per se. You got to watch it, dude.
Okay.
Like, it's called Nobody. Again, the main actor is a comedian. I've seen him in comedy movies.
Which comedian?
I don't remember his name now.
What movie, though?
I should look it up.
Zach Galifianakis.
Imagine.
Doing a John Wick.
December 10th. Is nobody in the John Wick universe?
Wait, what? Oh.
They're just asking.
Oh, is it?
No, it's not. Definitely not. After seeing it, at least. That motherfucker. So I didn't like.
That's kind of familiar.
Yeah, he's in small comedy scenes in movies. Yeah. He's like very just random scenes.
Can we watch a trailer?
Yeah, if you want, I can watch a trailer.
Sure.
Okay, it's not that bad from the trailer, but I didn't know there was any action at all, so it definitely caught me off guard a little bit. Yeah, man, right, cool. I highly recommend it. I really do think the scenes and everything, it's better than fucking John Wick to me. I don't know why. All right,
bro, if you say so, I'm gonna have to give it a shot.
Yeah, it was really fucking good, but the real thing I wanted to talk about, man, fucking Free Guy.
Great movie.
Holy shit, that was a good movie.
That's a great movie.
I watched...
It's a lot of fun.
I finished it, you know?
You never watched it?
No, because when we talked about it the first few times, I only watched like the first 10, 15 minutes. I never went past it. I've just been fucking busy as hell. Yeah. So I watched it, and it's not what I expected it was going to be.
Yeah, it's like Wreck-It Ralph for adults.
Yeah.
It's really good.
Spoiler alert, we're going to give this movie away right now.
Oh, are we? Okay, okay. He dies.
He does, yeah. He gets brutally fucking murdered. Yeah.
I actually didn't think they'd include the rape.
Yeah.
But they did.
Honestly, that was probably one of my more favored scenes.
In the whole movie?
In the whole movie.
I got to say, in the movie theater, people were gasping.
Really?
And then the cum shot, yeah. It went everywhere.
Everywhere.
And I got to say, I didn't think that movie would be 3D, but it was 3D for a reason. It looks like it came right on you, bro.
Yeah.
I wiped my face instinctively.
I came simultaneously, so it did actually hit me when that happened.
Oh, that's interesting.
In the movie.
You came by yourself.
Right in my beard and stuff.
Okay.
So yeah, it was fun.
Your second favorite scene?
When the bigger him.
Ah, great.
Yeah, love him. Love that guy. That's when he rapes him. That's the even better one in my opinion.
Sure.
That's the actual fun one. But I'm not going to lie, dude. That movie, like, I kind of thought I knew what it was going to be when I went into it. Mm-hmm. And I was like, okay, it's going to be a movie about a game. And what? There's probably a human stuck in a game because they've made that movie 10 times already.
Yeah.
And they're playing actual people or something like that, you know.
Matrix.
And then watching it, it's about AI, like characters in games that grow consciousness. I was like, wait a minute.
Yeah, it's AI.
And I was like, what?
Is this really cool.
Yeah.
I liked it.
I thought exactly like you said, they stayed in their lane. It was
so
really...
we're just spoiling this movie?
Yeah, 100%.
All right. So in this, that's actually a really good point that you bring it up, because the whole movie, you are led to believe that this is a guy that somehow got stuck in the game.
Right.
And you're like, how did this happen? Like, I was trying to draw conclusions. And then she's like, no, I created this guy. This is like.
Yeah.
AI.
And the payoff of like the connection between the girl and the guy, even Ryan Reynolds' character, guy, in the end of the movie, he's like, I was just like a love letter to you. He's like, I love you, but someone made me, so you gotta go find who
you
that
gotta
is
go find
type
that
of
guy.
Shit. And she's like, motherfucker. So I thought they just played that really well. I thought that was a really good movie.
Yeah.
I was like shocked at how good of a movie that was.
It is a really fun movie. Yeah. It has a lot of really good references. And that moment when he brought the Captain America shield, that was just great.
Yeah, Chris Evans. What the shit?
Yeah, immediately. He's like, what?
Yeah. I love how they made him fucking, like, just that's his only fucking, what is it called? Cameo in the movie is that 0.2 seconds. What the shit? And watching the
thing. And that's it. And then it goes back to normal, dude.
You know, Ryan Reynolds definitely was like, yo, I need a favor.
Yeah. They also had a bunch of streamers in that movie, too. I don't know if you noticed.
I was told that there's a lot of, like, popular streamers.
So, like, they have a scene where there are streamers on it and they're actually talking. And they got actual streamers.
Oh, okay.
Of those streamers, I'm not a big fan of them. But one of the big ones is Pokimane. I don't know if you've heard of her. Let's talk about Pokimane for a second. She's an interesting topic. Do you know about Pokimane?
No idea who this is.
Okay. So you know about streamer community. Are you familiar with it?
I am very familiar. Well, okay. I shouldn't say I'm very familiar, but I know of the community.
So I don't watch too many streams, but I know what's going on. But there are a lot of streamers. Oh, yeah. There you go. I even spelled it right. Pokimane. That's her.
Okay.
So she's...
She wasn't in the movie, right?
She was in the movie.
She was in the movie?
Yes. Just for a quick scene.
Okay.
She's one of the people that advertise this guy. So this is Pokimane. Pokimane is a streamer. She's one of the biggest female streamers on the platform, if not the biggest streamer on the platform. And she dresses pretty. She acts cute. And she has a bunch of guys simping for her in her chat.
Yeah.
It is unbelievable.
Oh, yeah. Dude, seeing some of the ones that I've seen on fucking TikTok were fucking pathetic. Like...
Pathetic. Like, guys send her money, like, 10, 20, 15, 30, 100 bucks, 1,000 bucks. Hey, shout me out. I just want a little bit of attention.
Right.
Like,
with her parents' money.
Yeah, like, and I'm not ragging her because she has her grind. She sticks to her fucking lane. I think she's kind of tripping, if you ask me. But I don't rag her for it.
Yeah,
I think she's grinding.
I mean, she's smart to like. I mean, she's.
I don't like her personally.
She's an attractive person, so she's smart to use that. But mm-hmm. I mean, like, is she good? Like, can she game?
Apparently, she's not a bad gamer. And she has a lot of variety.
That's all I care about.
But she's more about like just interacting with her subs. That's her thing.
Okay.
But that's a huge part of streaming right now. And I just think it's so interesting, man.
Yeah.
You know?
It is insane. Like, I think as of like 3 or 4 years ago, like gamer girls, dude, became massive.
Huge.
Like,
yeah.
There's porn.
Yeah.
Like all about gamer girls.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, Jesus, like, holy shit.
I really think it's all like, it's all sexual, dude.
Oh, yeah.
It's all physical, which I think is fine. I mean, that's why we watch porn, dude, because it's purely sexual.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And
you can't blame anyone to be like, kids are going to do this.
I blame people. I just don't blame her. People like to rag on Pokemon and be like, yeah, she's a this, she's a hoe, she's a that. I'm like, to an extent, like, I don't think I'd be interested in her if I met her in person.
Yeah.
That being said, the people to blame are the fucking dudes, bro.
Yeah.
Tripping, dude. The guys that like
simps. The simping.
The simps to this girl, dude. I don't get it.
Why is this not going?
That's okay.
There we go.
Yeah. So.
I just want to see what her numbers are.
Massive, bro. But let's go. Twitch might take a while to load. Is she streaming right now?
Probably.
No, she's not. It went to her page. Let's go down.
Okay. 9 million followers. Okay. Holy
nine
shit.
Mil.
Nine million.
9 mil, bro. I think she is the number one streamer. Yeah.
Just chatting. GTA, Valorant, Lost Ark. No shit. Okay.
Yeah.
No, interesting.
So this is huge. This is huge, bro.
Yeah, I don't know when that fucking blew up, but God, that
the streamer girl thing,
like the gaming portion. Like, I wonder why it started coming out like that. You know what I mean? Like,
I think a lot of things happen at once, man. Like, I don't know if you remember, we were in high school. Like, memes weren't memes. Like Rage comics. Do you remember Rage comics?
Oh yeah, no, I do.
Those were cringy as fuck.
Yeah,
but that was memes originally.
Yeah.
So when memes became more mainstream, and then video games became more mainstream, and then anime, social media, all these things became more mainstream. It's like now the cool thing to be is a nerd. Like, dude, going to high school nowadays. My little brother tells me, bro, the cool thing to do is be a fucking nerd now. You watch anime, you read books, you read comics, you make memes. You're cool. Not when we were in high school.
Definitely.
You got made fun of for that shit.
Dude,
if you were sharing memes in high school, like you were made fun of. I know you made fun of those kids, bro.
I've been made fun of and I made fun of those kids. Yeah. I bullied and got bullied.
Nowadays in high school, bro, you're cool if you're the biggest nerd in class.
Yeah.
So that's just things have changed completely. I think that's the whole thing of it. Plus, it's like people aren't scared of being called a simp anymore. People don't care about being called simps. You know? They're simps.
And so I guess that's probably one of the biggest ones for me is that men.
They just simp now.
Well,
men have always simped.
Exactly. Men have always simped.
Openly simped.
And men openly will. Or, I mean, tricking is almost another version of simping, in my opinion.
Dudes
trick all the time, you know? Even just fucking. I don't want to get into it on a deep dive, but.
Sure.
I feel like it was more of a pride thing for our generation. I'm not simping over a girl because I can do better than that. You know what I mean? And I feel like these kids don't have that fucking confidence. They don't have that pride.
There's a lot more to that, but a portion of it is that there is no pride in it. It's also no self-respect.
Right.
Literally no self-respect.
That sounds so much like meaner, but it's true.
It's true. It's fucking true. No self-respect, very little social interaction. Because if you're interacting with any real human being, even if it's a girl or a boy, like this kind of stuff doesn't do anything for you.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
On a regular basis.
Yeah, I don't know.
But at the same time, like Pokemon streams aren't for me. Like I've never been that guy.
Right.
I'd rather watch a girl strip because I know that that's her lane and that's what she stays in and that's what I want. But yeah.
Yeah, no, we summed that up, right? That was a good conversation. Yeah.
I need to use the bathroom, bro.
Yeah, nice.
I'm so sorry.
No, it's fine.
I got to go.
I actually have to piss. I will say, though, last night was the first time I blacked out from booze in months.
You blacked out last night?
I blacked out last
night. That's awesome.
Yeah.
How much does it take to black you out?
I don't know.
Enough to kill a bear?
I thought I only drank 3 of these 7% beers, but according to Jake and Haley, after I finished my fourth, which I don't even remember drinking the fourth one, I had like four more Budweisers and then some shots of Jägermeister. So
yeah, the shots probably threw you over the edge.
Yeah, and we were smoking the entire time. So I was crunk.
Smoking while you're drinking is probably the best thing to do. Like, I would love to take shots of something while smoking a blunt. Like, allegedly, of course.
That's like every single Saturday for me.
I love it.
Yeah. I think I drink every single time I smoke, so.
Mm-hmm. Oh, really?
Well, other way around. Sorry. Oh, you smoke every time. I smoke every time I drink. Yeah. That would have
been. I mean, that's a lot of drinking.
Wake up in the morning and then just.
Get a shot.
Yeah.
What'd you do with that tequila I left here? Did you give it to somebody or you just pour it out? Or you drank it, probably.
Probably. All right. When?
Like months ago. You're like, don't leave it here, don't leave it here. I'm like, I'm just going to leave it here, bro. I'll drink it next time. You're like, it won't be here next time. I was like, all right.
I'm pretty positive I drank it.
That's awesome. I'm glad you did.
Yeah.
I leave bottles of tequila at places, at people's houses that I know I'm going to go back because I don't want to bring drinks every time I want to drink.
Yeah, right, right.
And I don't drink that much.
Right.
So I have a bottle of tequila at your house, at my mom's house, at my friend's Nikki's house.
Yeah.
Like everywhere, dude.
Nice. That's actually pretty smart.
I actually have one in my car right now.
Really?
Yeah. Tarantula tequila. That's my tequila. It comes in it's blue. So fucking smooth, bro. It tastes like candy. And it's not even sweet, and it's not a sweetened flavor tequila. It's just tequila.
Yeah.
But it's so smooth, bro.
Nice. Yeah.
I'm sure you know because you probably drank that
glass. I don't remember. I'm not a huge into tequilas and vodkas, mm-hmm. so I'm always into like bourbon and whiskey stuff. So
yeah, the darkest.
Yeah, but I'm sure I've tried it before.
Yeah, definitely.
I know. I actually... Weirdly enough, I am probably going to end up drinking the rest of that Jaeger tonight, but I almost want to get like something light. I don't like want a lot, you know, like the heavy beers I had last night were definitely a bit
much.
Well, I could feel them when I pooped. I'll say that.
Yeah, you could feel. It's weird how that is, man.
Yeah.
You could feel you're drinking when you're taking the shit the next morning.
Big time. Like, yeah.
You're sitting there, bro. I got my head in my hands and I'm just like, ugh.
Yeah.
Damn.
I woke up at fucking... Since I slept at Jake and Haley's, they have like a giant beanbag couch chair like thing, and I woke up there and just like, what the fuck? And
then
I
was going,
yeah,
what the fuck happened last night?
Yep. Yeah. And then went right into the shitter, and then I was like, damn. Last thing I remember was like eating, and apparently I was up for like three additional hours after that. So
nice.
Yeah.
Were they awake too, or were they sleeping?
No, they were awake the whole time. They said I was being a fuckhead. You know, I was being a dickhole the whole time.
Really?
I was being an asshat.
Like, wow.
Yeah. Obnoxious.
That's awesome, dude.
I was yelling at games that I just wasn't playing correctly, but I apparently was doing well in them.
Sure.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm remembering pockets now. Like, I remember playing a game where we were bouncing a ball off a table and had to land in something perfectly. That was fun.
Yeah.
But, the rest of the night, just black. Don't remember anything.
I feel you. I like getting loud when I drink. I'm a loud drinker. I'm loud. I touch everybody. Everyone's my friend. I'm always grab you, come close, give me a hug.
Yeah.
Like, that's the kind of drunk I am.
Yeah, no, I think we'd probably get along when we're drunk.
Yeah, sure.
I think when I'm drunk,
I'd have to be drunk though.
I'm always, I'm always like friendly. It's when I start blacking out, that's when it's aggressive.
I've never blacked out.
Really?
Never.
Yeah.
I have a line where I know if I keep on drinking, it's going to get to that point, and I stop myself consciously every single time.
Because
I'm like, I don't want to. There's no, for me, there's no appeal of not remembering the night. Yeah. You know what I mean?
I think I'm normally pretty good with that too. Yeah.
But I get it.
Yeah, for some reason last night, like it was after everything snowed and shit. So I'm already two beers deep here. And that's when Jake called me and he's like, yeah, you want to come through? And I was like,
fuck it.
I don't know yet. And he's like, well, if you got to move your truck tomorrow morning anyways, you can spend the night. I was like,
and that's all it took.
Yeah. And I had a little buzz before I left here. But then when I got there, just that third beer just took me over the edge, I guess.
Over the edge,
And then I had like five more. So
yeah, that's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
It's a lot of fun.
Yeah. What are you doing tonight?
We're hanging out tomorrow.
Yeah, no, we are.
We're going to that event. Let's shout out the event, even though it's going to come out after the event.
Yeah.
Still.
So we'll recap it next week. But
sure,
let's
do it.
Yeah, it's a – how would we shout that out? I guess we could shout out the person.
Right? Yeah, so Michael Bashan is running a media group, and realistically he puts on these events and puts on many of them, and this one is I think called Drip Showcase. But basically it's under the Bashan Media Group tag, and it's going to be – kind of an art show. It's his first time putting together a show like this, but really it's going to be artists coming together and sharing art with each other in a room, And I think there's only going to be like 50 people. It's not that many. It's a smaller room. It's
50 people solid, though.
That's a good, solid. That's a good number. But the last event had like 150, 200.
Okay.
So, yeah. You know, he had way bigger numbers.
Yeah.
But it's going to be a smaller area. It's just artists with artists sharing their music, sharing their passion. And, you know, maybe networking really is the goal. I'm going because I like art and I think it's fun. And I want to support my boy.
Yeah.
So you're coming with me. You want to eat before then?
Probably.
I think we should. Let's grab some dinner before.
Because it starts late, right? It's like
starts
9.
Starts like at 7.
7, okay, yeah. So. Yeah, no.
And it's going to go until like 9. Yeah. No, actually, it might start at 9.
I don't know why I thought 9 to midnight is what I saw for some reason, but.
I think that might be accurate.
Yeah.
Which I told him, like, why are you doing an event that late on a Sunday night? People work Monday.
It is a bit.
Namely me.
Rough for the.
I didn't take Monday off. I worked Monday.
Being a Sunday, yeah.
I couldn't take Monday off. Yeah. I already took 2 days off this week.
Yeah. I wasn't planning to stay long, but I also I want to go to support. I love supporting local shit,
for sure.
Especially if it's musicians. Jesus Christ. And I fucking I'm trying to build Brutes World up. That's a whole network. That's a label. I'm trying to build that shit.
Sure.
So anyone, I'll fucking I produce, I fucking make music. So let's fucking talk. So I'm excited. I want to see what's up, you know.
You have a lot more exposure than some of these artists, so I think they'd appreciate that.
Yeah.
Whether or not you make that connection or no, I'm sure there's a lot to be said and a lot to talk about.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's going to be a good time. I'm not expecting too much. I'm just expecting to go down there, meet interesting people, listen to interesting music, and then leave.
Yeah.
I'm going to dress nice. I'm going to wear like a dressy shirt and dress
pants. I was
thinking,
right, yeah.
I'm going to dress nicer.
Yeah.
And that's it.
Yeah, that'll be fun.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we'll recap that next week.
Sure, after we do it.
Even though it already happened, as you're hearing this.
Yeah, as you're hearing this, it's already happened.
It's occurred, but yes, we will. Oh my God, I have to show you this video.
Oh, I was just going to say, we got some funny videos.
We do have videos, but did you see DaBaby fighting in a bowling alley? This is it.
Is that DaBaby?
So DaBaby threw the first punch there.
Yeah.
Now his dudes are fighting, right? Look at how fucking shitty this gets.
Oh, shit. Oh, they're smacking a nigga, bro. And he's slipping. He can't even. And they're grabbing him by the hair. That's
by
bitch
the
shit.
Hair, dude.
Don't grab him by the hair. That's bitch made
shit.
Pussy
shit, right? This pissed me off
on
I
a
saw
slippery
it.
Bowling alley, having by the hair, bro. Come on, dog.
No one's fucking doing anything.
Look at the official camera they got.
Right?
Yo, they got real shots of that shit that we're never gonna
see.
Well,
yeah. So there's a lot of backstory to this.
Is that it?
Yeah, there's like mad cops and shit.
Oh, so the video is really in it, huh?
That like was an event. Like there were mad artists there. There was mad other like there was news things there. Complex was there. I think Vice was there.
Oh, yeah.
So like apparently, and I don't know how true this is, but I heard Joe Budden talking about it on his podcast.
Sure.
It was like DaBaby's like. It was the baby mama's ex, I want to say. So DaBaby has a son that isn't his son with his girl that he's currently
sure,
with.
Sure, sure.
So it's that girl's father, ex. I believe.
Okay.
Ex, sorry. Yes. And he was there, and I feel like DaBaby just – like he's been in a lot of fights, you know? He's been in a lot of shit.
Sure.
I don't know if there's other shit that went down, but why would you hit someone at that fucking place? You're in a bowling alley.
Yeah, and you're like a public figure, man.
Yeah.
At this point.
And your friend's a pussy. Your friend's a bitch. Mm. Like, what is it? Mm. Pulling him by the fucking
by the
braids,
hair,
dude? Come
by
on.
The fucking dreads, bro.
I would have been fucking heated.
Yeah.
Like
on a slippery bowling alley, had him by the hair, bro. Whooping his ass.
Yeah.
Had like 5 dudes on this one guy. It depends. Like, it depends. Obviously, I know hood interactions and I know hood fights. And I know that kind of fight maybe came, it has backstory.
Exactly.
And somebody was talking a lot of shit.
Yeah.
And I'm sure. But even then, dude, you gotta.
I don't know. It was something about that just rubbed me the wrong way. Like, I felt like. I lost respect for him a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to lie. I was like, I don't even listen to his music, but now I'm not really going to.
What if you find out this guy used to be abusive to his daughter?
Justified.
So it's justified.
Justified.
So then now you're back on the DaBaby train?
Yes.
I don't like that.
Yeah. Well,
I'm
not on his train to begin with. So,
for sure.
You know?
For sure. I get that. But like, if that's the narrative and that's the case, like, I think him making this a physical altercation, not okay.
Yeah.
100%.
And again, there could be a valid reason that something like this is happening. I mean, if anything, go outside, dude. Like,
yeah.
Take it outdoors.
Well, let's be real. The so baby much that could is have not like the source of wisdom. I don't know why. Like, people got angry at him for his homophobic. He said homophobic things.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, why were you listening to the baby for his homophobic opinions anyway?
Exactly.
For his opinions on homosexuals in the first place.
Like, you're in the wrong.
Like, you're in the wrong fucking. This is not the fucking person you want to talk to.
Right.
And then this guy starts a fight at a bowling alley and it looks like. Like fucking hood niggas fighting another hood nigga. Like,
yeah.
That's like up his alley. That's what they do. And I'm not trying to start this narrative, but like, that's what DaBaby is. And that's DaBaby's character. Like,
that's so, a good point.
You know,
I get like, he's consistent.
He's consistent. If anything.
He's definitely consistent.
He's in a lane that people are going to like him for. Not my lane though.
Yeah. I wish he would have learned from the first few times that he's been in the public eyes. Like, come on, man.
Guys like that don't learn until they're old. Like Snoop Dogg. I'm sure he fucking crack some heads back in his day.
I also don't really. Yeah, I mean, that's a good example. Snoop and Dre were fucking. They were fucking.
Bro, Snoop used to hang out with Pac and shit. Snoop was like a real gangbanger. Bro.
Yeah, he's been to jail for lots of gun charges. Yeah, so, I mean, like, he's an actual Crip gangster.
He's an actual gangster, which is something that cannot be said about most of these rappers. Nowadays. Yeah. But that being said, like judging a rapper based on whether or not he was a gangbanger, I think that's bullshit, dude.
Yeah. Does any part of you think like, okay, well, he's like 25 or something, right? Like grow up a little bit.
The baby?
Yeah.
He has to be more than, he has to be like 30.
That makes it a little worse.
Well.
Grow up, dude. just saying. Sorry. Again, I wasn't really a fan of you. I'm not against you for any reason. I don't know. Shit like this is always like, come on.
Listen, Baba, the world is bigger than the hood. And I know you know that right now. Grow up. Yeah. Stop fighting niggas.
Just a little bit, you know?
Stop saying homophobic shit.
Or go outside.
It's okay to be gay.
Easier to, you know.
Touch some grass.
Yeah. Yeah. But no, I keep seeing like fight videos and shit like that on Twitter. And that one kept blowing up. I was like, I wonder why that was so like big. And then I realized.
It's the hair pulling, bro.
Yeah. I was like, and the baby was there.
And the baby. But it's the hair pulling. That hair pulling was a bitch made
shit. Yeah. That rubbed me the wrong way. Wasn't
this
a fan.
Is slipping on the fucking ground. You're pulling his hair.
Yeah.
What a bitch.
Very cowardly.
Was it the baby pulling the hair or one of his?
No, boys? The baby was just the one who threw the first punch. But again, they have it on camera. I mean, that guy can sue the fuck out of the baby.
I hope he does.
Every right, you know, like,
and not out of like dissing the baby, but just like I hope he does. Yeah. You got to set the precedent. You can't punch people, bro. We're adults. Adults don't get in physical altercation with other adults because at that point it's like.
Yeah.
Threatening.
Yeah, and I don't know. I get every now and then people do need to just. Fight the fair one every now and then, but again, just do it outside. Just go on the grass, man. Just kind of like no cameras, just real quick. Boop, bop, boop. And
yeah,
then,
seriously.
Yeah, like
put up fists, square up, a couple punches to the face on each end, and then you both go. All right, that's it.
It's a 2-minute process,
like, bro. Have you ever seen a fight like that?
Yeah.
Because I feel like those are fights that don't get shown on media, but those are the real fights.
Yeah.
The ones when two guys square up, it's on even ground, they square up, they throw punches for 2.5 minutes. That's even a long fight.
Yeah.
A minute, bro. Yeah. Minute and a half.
Right.
2 minutes.
All the fights I've been in have been less than a minute.
Yeah.
I think three have lasted over a minute, maybe.
Like, maybe.
Yeah.
And then they both get up off the ground like, all right, yo. You a bitch. Yeah, you a bitch too. And they walk away.
Yeah. The ending fucking.
Yeah, the ending talk shit. And then one of them's talking shit from far away. One's like, and you a bitch.
One's
son.
Limping.
And you a bitch. And the guy just walking around like, yo, just let him talk.
Yeah,
bro.
Right.
Like,
right.
That's how it always goes.
It always
bro.
Does.
Like,
yeah.
That's a real ass fight.
And guess what? 5 years later, you guys respect each other.
not even 5 years. 2 weeks later.
Yeah, honestly.
2 weeks at the grocery store eating lunch together, bro. Dapping each other up because that's what men do.
Yeah.
We fight, we make.
And talk about it before, but I. Got in a pretty bad fight with a dude that I'm very good friends with now. And we fist fought. Bad fist fought. We're great friends. So. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know. Get off fight shit.
Hey, man. Hey, man. Fight Club.
I've
never seen Fight Club.
What?
Never.
Edward Norton?
Never seen it.
Brad Pitt?
Never seen it.
It's a damn good movie, dude.
I my mom wouldn't let me watch shit like that when I was a kid, man.
It's a little jarring, I'm going to say. Like, when I watched it, I was probably a little young to be watching that. I was like, wow, this is graphic. This is intense. But
I love to watch it. I'm bad at watching movies.
Do you know what? Because it's been out for so long.
I know what happens. Like, the guy's schizophrenic, and like he has two personalities. There's two different versions of him, but I don't know exactly how it goes down. That's like the gist of it, right?
Okay. I mean, Yeah, I guess the movie might not be that good to you then, because it's really good because
of that.
Yeah,
because of like that
part, and you don't really get it until the end. So the fact you know that's a little like, okay.
Yeah, I've had it spoiled for me, but I still appreciate it. I still want to watch it.
I'm sure it'll still be a great movie.
You know, spoilers like that, I'm like, I don't want to watch it.
Yeah.
You got any other videos for us?
Yeah. I have been watching a shit ton of Brooklyn Nine-Nine recently. I feel so like we've funny, talked dude. About that, but
so fucking funny.
It's a great fucking show.
Andy Samberg is hilarious.
I fucking love that show. Yeah. See, did I send myself?
Did I send you videos? I don't even remember what I sent you.
Might have. Go through I'm always a few. Sending bullshit. Let's see.
Oh, this guy got to fall off the fridge. What a
I
jack.
Hope so.
What a jack. Look at him. Look at him. Spider-Man. Look at him. Fall off. Dumbass. Oh, the way he fell was real a... panic. I want to see that again. Sound? I want to see that again. There is sound. Look at him. He gets caught on the door. Bah, bah, bah. Oh, what a jackass, dude. You got too much shit, bro.
I love he just stares at the camera after.
This guy definitely lives in his mom's crib, bro.
Why would you stand on your
What a jackass. With the door open, yeah. bro. With the door open. Anything for clout.
God.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
All right, I got another one. That looks All fun. Right. Okay.
That's a cool guy, huh?
Cool guy club?
Cool guy. Oh, he got hung, bro.
The way he went limb.
You hear him, like, throw. Like, dude. This guy heads... All right, so this guy's headbutting an electric sign.
I was going to say, we should explain these.
Yeah, that's hanging from a... From a ceiling,
yeah.
And his hoodie gets caught,
yeah,
and he gets dragged to the floor while being hung.
Kind of gets like hung but pulled backwards. It looks pretty funny.
That is pretty funny.
It's a tall dude. He could have easily just like avoided that.
This is definitely a hotel, and so it looks like any other hotel, dude.
Yeah, right.
You know, when you're drunk in a hotel with your boys, I was in that position. Did I send you Snapchats 2 weeks ago?
Yeah, you did. We didn't bring it up on the thing, but yeah,
dude, being drunk with your boys in a hotel,
it's the best.
It's the best when you're in a fucking city that you don't know anybody, you don't give a shit. Dude,
right, yeah.
Fuck it, bro.
I fucking love going out drinking with just a few dudes. Like, when they don't bring their girls, it's great. I've been in a few of those where they're brought in their girls that, like...
Actually, it's funny you bring that up. I make fun of my friends when they bring their girls out, and I make fun of my friends when they call their girls. Like, 2 weeks ago when we hung out and we were all at the hotel, like around 10:30, two of my friends left the room to go talk to their girlfriends for like 30 minutes. And I was like, all right, after this, bro, that's it. No more. I don't want to hear it, bro. No more pussies. Like, you keep that shit to yourself.
Yeah.
Done, bro.
Right.
No more phone calls.
Wait.
You're going to ruin my fucking weekend, bro.
So these are guys that complain to you about the shit going on in their relationship?
No. They're not complaining. We're in the hotel room. We're hanging out. And they're like, oh, we gotta go talk to our girlfriend.
Okay. Yep.
I was like,
for a second, I thought you just meant like, they're just like, oh, she's so mean or something like that. I'm like, dude.
I don't give a shit. Unless they're actually getting abused, then I give a shit.
Apart from that,
I'm like, dude, no.
Yeah.
I'm not the guy.
I don't put up with that. Dude, guys come to me like that. I'm like, yo. And I'm a huge double standard with this because... Yeah. I'm always like, well, men should help men because men always like keep shit to themselves. They always bottle shit up.
100%.
But you come to me with your relationship problems, deal with that shit like a man.
So
figure that shit out.
To an extent. If like I'll talk to a guy about his relationship if it's interesting.
Yes.
And if I'm intrigued about it. And if it's my friend and he's ranting and he needs somebody to talk to, yeah.
Of course.
A completely different story.
Right.
But if it's just constantly like, yo, my girl don't let me do this shit.
Right,
and,
yeah.
Yo, my girl, she's always tripping, bro.
So annoying.
Yeah, my girl, every time I go out, like, dog, fucking get a new girl.
Right, yeah. Like, talk to her about this shit. Like,
yeah, talk to her about
this clearly shit. Bothering you. Like,
is there a blue spot in the middle of your TV? Or is that just me? Do you see that? You see it, right?
Oh, now I can't unsee it.
Yeah.
Is that there?
Yeah, it is.
Not my laptop. Yeah, no. That's my TV.
That's your TV, bro.
Unless it's like reflecting something.
Maybe.
Weirdly.
I thought that was just me. I was like, dude, my eyes.
I actually could see that in your eyes. And I was like, your glasses reflection. It's like a little tint of blue. And I didn't really know.
Oh, that's just the glasses, though. My glasses are blue reflected light. So
I hear that's really good for you.
It is really good.
The less eye straining shit.
Yeah, because I'm on my computer all day, at work and then at home. So at night when I'm going to bed, my eyes used to hurt every single night.
Yeah,
no, they don't hurt.
Yeah,
because the blue light, it reflects back automatically. But it's a coating and it's oil, so it wears off after a couple of years.
Oh, years. That's effective.
If you maintain it. Oh. So the way to maintain oil, like, here's a little trick. If you have glasses, I'm going to give you a little trick. The way to maintain the oil on your glasses, regardless of whatever coating you get, if they're brand new, is don't wash them with soap ever. That'll wash off the oil. You take your fingers underwater and you rub it with your fingers, and the natural oil in your fingers will replenish the oil in the glasses. So it'll keep them lasting way longer. So you go in the sink, cold water, with your fingers unwashed, oil, just like rub the lens.
Unwashed?
Yeah, because you want your fingers to be oily, not skin oil.
Okay, that's what I was going to say. What if you just like mow a burger?
No. not burger oil, but skin oil, because it's light and it's very little of it.
Yeah.
So then you rub your fingers on it, get the oil all over everything, and then just clean it off and good as new.
That's cool.
And that's a way to maintain your glasses.
I actually would never have guessed something like that either, because they always give you like those cloths and shit that I fucking...
And they give you the spray, and the spray fucking sucks.
It sucks, dude.
The spray will remove the oil from the glasses right away. So yeah, never use the spray. You want to use your fingers, so cold water, finger, wipe. Yeah. Take them out, microfiber. That's it. You're good.
Yeah. I should invest in some fucking blue light filter, everything, because I do nothing but stare at screens 24/7.
It literally changes the game. I'm telling you, I am never going to go back.
It's funny because like –
it costs $130 extra too.
My coworker, he said that he didn't realize that he like had headaches a lot until he put the glasses on. Yeah. He's like, wow. He's like, shit.
Makes a big difference. I've
just been living with a headache. Like, yeah. I feel like I probably do that. I mean, my eyes hurt really bad right now, but I'm pretty sure.
Do they really?
I'm hungover.
Dehydrated.
Yeah. Definitely. Yeah, so
for sure.
Yeah. Speaking of which, I desperately need a cup of water.
Okay.
I'm going to grab a drink. Should we keep – we should probably dive into a few more of these. I think we're pretty good on time.
Yeah. Let's do a couple more and wrap it up. Yeah. You like throw it up because it's way too much. But you're so thirsty, you want to drink it up.
Right. You like need to, but you're like.
That's honestly. Are we back?
Yeah, we're back.
That's honestly one of the best feelings in the world. When you're really fucking thirsty.
Rehydrating.
Yeah, dude. When you're like sweating out all day, like no water, and you get home at the end of the day and you get that glass of water. And you fucking chug it, bro. Fill it up. Chug it,
fast.
Fill it up, drink half of it, put it down. You're like, fuck, that was some good rehydration, bro.
Yeah.
That's a great feeling, dude.
That is a great feeling. Yeah. I know. I was thinking about other like similar, like homey feelings like that, because I feel like that's one of those feelings where it's like relieving. I don't know the word for it is.
Yeah, I'd say so.
Relieving.
It is relieving for sure.
If you're like finishing a meal and like have a cup of milk. So I finished like
I love that feeling.
I finished like steak and mashed potatoes recently, and it was mad filling.
Yeah.
I had like that much milk left, so the last bite of steak, I just chugged the rest of the milk, and I just lay back. I was just like, oh, yes.
Like, milk, I don't know what it is. Milk after something filling or something really bready and carby,
right.
And like, if the milk is thick. I like whole milk, first of all.
Yes, facts.
So the milk is thick, so it washes everything down.
I feel like that coats it.
It coats it, and it's kind of creamy, though. So like, when you're done drinking the milk, you put it down, you have that milk flavor. It's like creamy, and it's so good, dude.
Yeah.
Milk is crazy.
People are going to listen to this and be like, what the fuck are they talking?
You get that cream in your mouth, and it's so heavy and thick. Yeah. You know what I mean?
I really do, though. Like, I'm the same fucking way. Yeah. There's something about whole milk, especially after meals.
I did it last night. I had a glazed donut and a glass of milk.
Yeah. That's an interesting mix.
Yeah, dude. Because you need something to wash out all that sugar taste when you're done. But it wasn't the Dunkin' Donuts glaze. It's like...
Like an actual donut. Actual glaze.
So I had, like, thickness to it.
Yeah. No, that's nice. Yeah. Dude, real donuts are fucking bomb.
Real donuts are crazy. Real croissants, underrated.
Bro. Right.
Fucking, not even underrated, a maze. We got two bimbos.
This looks fun.
Oh, we already watched this one.
We
last
did watch
week.
This one. Yep. Gotta look at the laptop, not the screen.
What do we got?
I sent Jake this. Oh, I remember this. Fuck this mouse.
Is she in the elevator? Shut the fuck
up. Speaking about doing drunk shit in hotels.
No, bro.
That's pretty funny. I'm not going to lie.
That's funny. That is. Look, there are multiple dudes. You know she's passed the fuck out. They're like, we're gonna.
That's a she?
Oh, that's a dude. You're
that's
right.
That's a dude, I think. I think they're fucking with one of the boys. Sound like a futon or something, and they're probably knocked out cold.
Knocked out, bro.
And they just sent him up to an elevator.
Honestly, bro.
Yeah. That's a good one because, like, I would hope that this is like New York, yeah. And that's like a 40-floor building. So he's gonna like get up and be like, "What the like?"
Not even someone tries to get in the exactly. elevator. He's like, "Hey, buddy." Yeah. He's like, "Dude, leave me alone. I'm sleeping." He's like, "Get the fuck out of the right. elevator." And then you know that one guy is just gonna get in the elevator with him and right. not say anything.
Or because that doesn't look like anyone else can fit in there. So what if like
just it's, stand on the sheets?
If I was the person and I needed to go in, I'd pull that fucking thing out. Just leave him on whatever floor.
You pull him out.
Yeah. Fuck that. He wouldn't I'm not notice. Going He'd in there with sleeping. You. Yeah.
He'd sleep in front of the elevator all night.
Right. Or you just stand like on him while you're.
Can you imagine waking up in the hallway of a hotel?
I have.
Have you really?
I have.
I've never.
Can I tell this story?
And I've been at hotel parties, bro. People get fucked, drunk, and high, dude.
Yeah. This party.
Sometimes all three, bro.
Yeah. This party was
not fun.
one of the most brutal parties I've ever been to. Okay, I'll say this.
Okay.
To set the tone, this was this allegedly was a drug infested party, sure. I may or may not have been participating in certain aspects of the night, I was geeking for a lot portion of it.
Sure,
allegedly. Drinking heavily.
Yeah.
Well, I was underage, so allegedly.
Oh, yeah.
It was at a La Quinta in Salem, New Hampshire.
I'm familiar.
The one across the street from Margaritas.
I'm familiar, yeah.
So it started with four people. There was like 36 people that ended up going.
Nice.
And we had the cops come four separate times. Two people got arrested. By the time it was toning down, it was 5 a.m. the next day. I was out by this time, but there was still people like partying. I was sleeping on the floor kind of near the entrance of the door and I was knocked the fuck out.
Yeah.
I was on a bunch of sheets. Someone pulled them, dragged me out of the room because they were trying to fuck someone. So they dragged me out, pulled me out in the hall and
left you there.
And they left me there and I pissed in the hall. Yeah.
So you just woke up covered in piss.
Yeah. And the sheets were all, it was a really shitty, shitty time, actually. Like looking back at it, it was horrible.
Sure.
The first few hours were really fun. Really bad. It was great.
And then it gets real bad real quick.
Got real bad real quick.
Yeah. I've had hotel parties before. Nothing that serious, but like drunk. There was one time I'm going to say it outright. I went for margaritas.
Oh, so at that same one?
Well, no. Every year, I don't know if they still do it. They probably don't. But every year they do a margaritas event where everybody from really the country is invited and they go to one hotel in Connecticut.
No shit.
Yep.
Oh, that's cool.
And paid for by the company. Yeah. Well, you know. To an extent.
Right.
We pay for our own rooms. But it's a baseball tournament. And whoever wins gets a trophy and then margaritas gets promoted.
Blah, I love blah, when blah. Companies do that shit.
It was a lot of fun. Yeah. And I was really young at the time. I was not even 21, dude. So it was fucked. and we rented out everybody that went to the event rented out rooms in the same floor.
Mm-hmm.
It became a floor party.
Okay.
Jumping from room to room. If you want drinks, it was in this room. If you want to dance, it was in this room.
That's fucking awesome.
If you want to talk, it's in this room. If you want to smoke weed, it's in this room.
Damn.
It was crazy. I got a video. Let me see if I can pull it up and show you.
Is it anything we can show or no?
actually, probably, yeah.
You think?
All you got to see is younger me in an elevator. I was screaming. I was actually screaming.
See, that sounds like that's something I'd want. Like that's in like movies when like you rent out like a whole floor or something and you're just everyone's fucking partying.
Oh, this is at the cruise. I thought that was it. Dude, I've had some good fucking times. I like that one, bro.
Yeah.
I'm like, this party? Oh no, that's a different party.
Yeah, right.
Looks
right.
Really similar though. But
dude,
it was
a lot of those
party.
Parties that I had all those videos and pictures at, yeah. I actually erased them the following day because of guilt.
Really?
Because of coming down, you know, when you like crashing and you look at it and you're like, oh, that was embarrassing. I don't want to see this. Like,
I don't know anybody in this video, bro.
You're literally just screaming in an elevator.
Yeah, dude, literally.
Are you guys going up or down? I hope so.
I don't even remember. This is the chill room.
Damn, you got to send these to me so we can put them on the,
yeah.
the pod.
Yeah. You want to?
Why not?
It's just people in a hotel hanging out.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, if there's nothing like too wild, I guess we won't show it on the pod. But yeah, no, that's a wild party because
it was a lot of fun, dude.
You'd imagine if I went to a work party like that where everyone was fucking going.
My friend fucked that girl. Yeah, he actually kicked me out of the room. I was drunk as fuck, bro. Let me tell you, drunk as fuck.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
My boy goes, my boy, my real boy, he goes, yo, I'm going to fuck this girl. I'm like, okay. He goes, I'm going to need a little while. I'm like, all right, bro, you do you. Do you. I hammered. I try to go back. All right, so let me start. I try to go back to the room. It's like 2:33, maybe 4 in the morning. It is late. And we got to play baseball the next morning. So mind you. So we got to play baseball.
Oh, you're drinking before.
Or during not before. After. No, before, dude. Ew. So I try to go back to the room to go to bed because I'm done, bro. I'm tired. I'm high. I'm drunk. I'm ready. I'm hammered. Probably the most drunk I've ever been in my life.
Okay.
Hammered drunk. Like stumbling everywhere.
Okay, yeah,
I knock on the door. I don't even know how I get to the room, dude. I knock on the door. I try to get in. My boy's like, yo, I'm trying to fuck. So you got to wait. I'm like, all right, bro. I'm like, don't even worry about it, bro. I went down to the lobby because it's the only place I could fucking find that wasn't spinning, bro. And I sat down in the lobby on the couch in front of the main doors. And I just sat there drunk, bro. Fucking hour.
Oh, my God.
Hour and a half.
That sounds terrible.
I started sleeping there. I just took a nap. I just thought, the guy's like, you can't sleep there. I'm like, shut up, dude. Just leave me alone.
You're like, I'm not, dude.
Passed out drunk in the front of the hotel, bro. People coming in, checking in. Some old guy tried talking to me. I was like, fuck. And then I got a text. Yeah, you can come back. I came back. She slept in the room with us. She was a hoe, bro.
Okay.
She wanted to fuck.
Yeah, well, like,
she knew what she wanted, bro.
Yeah.
She came to the party. She's like, I like you. You're cute. We're going to fuck. And she did it, bro.
Yeah. Good for her.
Good for her.
She set a goal up. Yeah. Good for him, too. Good for her, that was nice. Mm-hmm. I do think we should wrap up, unless you have anything else.
No, that's it. Stay lit. Stay hydrated.
Yeah. Prayers to all of Ukraine. I really hope that you guys, like, citizens and shit. God, move the fuck away. Like, get away from Russia.
They don't want to. They want to fight for their country.
I know, they want to, but, dude, Russia's so big. Like,
well, the Russians don't have the fight in them, too. I've read a lot of reports that, like, this is something that Russians don't want.
Oh, yeah, no,
like,
I've heard that,
soldiers
too.
Are like, they just don't have they don't have it in them to kill all these people.
Well, you know, a lot of them, they can't, like, say that. Like, they can't publicly say that. Yeah, they get, like, they'll get extradited and removed from the force.
Oh,
probably executed.
And family killed.
Yeah.
And a lot, and I've read this, like a good portion of the Russian military is from Ukraine.
Yeah. It's a lot of Ukrainians, yeah.
So
I mean, it's really sad. And I saw like a shit ton of Ukrainians marching in the streets of Ukraine.
Russians too,
which marching. Again, like, be safe. All I'm saying. Yeah. Not like anyone listens to this. Prayers to everyone, but
and the next just couple of weeks, we'll see where this goes, bro, because war moves quick.
Yeah.
So
this is a legit war, and I hope it doesn't escalate any further than this.
Russia's threatening nuclear strikes.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, if they do start something like that, it will fuck.
It's the end of the world as we know it.
Yeah.
As we know it, like, if a nuclear bomb gets dropped, things are not going to be the same.
Well, I think the rest of the world is actually against Russia at the moment. So
everybody is.
We should be good at the moment.
Everybody but China.
But we would wipe out Russia if that's the case. And that would fuck the world up economically. So there's a lot that could go wrong next couple months. Mm-hmm.
Well, hopefully this is turns right. But either way, thanks for tuning in.
Putin, stop being a bitch. Right?
Just suck a dick.
Just suck a dick, dude. It's okay to be gay.
It's 2022.
Exactly.
It's 22.
Yeah.
Right? It's 2022, motherfucker.
You can come out. Like, God. Yeah, on that note.